It's a race against time for the Ohio General Assembly as they rush to get bills passed before the end of the year. One of those bills is House Bill 274, which would give longtime Ohio homeowners a larger property tax exemption. The bill would increase the homestead exemption of $26,000 to $50,000 for residents who have an income of $36,000 or less. The bill now heads to the Ohio Senate for consideration. The three men who pleaded guilty in connection to a multi-million dollar crime spree have learned their fate in a Muskegon County courtroom. Pedro Garcia and Reyes Higuera were both sentenced to serve up to 14 years in jail, while Rafael Flores Hernandez was sentenced to 16 and a half years. They were caught stealing more than $170,000 worth of jewelry from a store in August. Centerburg local schools are undertaking a district-wide infrastructure update for the 2025-26 academic year. District leaders say the elementary, middle, and high school parking lots will see improvements. The estimated cost for the project is around $400,000. I'm Eric Brown reporting. Kennett Winchester leaders say work on Gender Road continues with all lanes open. The contractor is continuing to work out a new traffic plan. Project will extend into the spring of 2025. Improvements in downtown Canal are all but wrapped up with the new paving and striping complete. A canal emblem will be placed at the intersection of High and Waterloo Streets. The Reynoldsburg City School District held the first of many conversations with community members after their emergency levy failed at the polls November 5th. The district is planning major cuts totaling just over $8 million. Representatives from each department have proposed a list of potential cuts they believe would be least impactful to students. The American Red Cross has opened a new blood and platelet donation center at 225 North 21st Street in Newark. They will begin platelet collections on January 6th. To find out how you can donate, log on to redcross.org. I'm Eric Brown reporting.